producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling! A piece of it just hit me on the head!
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, shake it up, everybody. It's the weekend! Woo-hoo. And you really want to shake it up because we've got some lymphatic discussion today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Doc Newsom is going to be returning, and it's like going back to school with him, and I'm very excited about that. Yeah, I know it's Friday. You don't want to go to school, but no, promise you, it's going to be awesome. Also, Dr. King, Healing Revolution. It's flu shot all the time. But not here. We're going to break through the propaganda today, Super Don. How you feeling heading into the weekend, my friend? You get some rest?
Oh, no.
No, of course not.
No, kind of. I mean, yes, I did. I actually slept in this morning but because I was up kind of late. But, you know, lots of things going on. Busy, busy, busy. But, you know, I'm trying to do my best to make sure I'm getting a little bit of sleep and not drinking too much coffee.
All right. Stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. I know you have a coffee inspiration every once in a while. And we've got pronouncements and announcements. We've got to have. There's outrage about the dangerous debate that we're going to talk about in the Republican on CNN.
Danger,
yeah,
danger,
yeah.
Will danger, Robinson.
We'll talk about that too. But you know, seeing as how it's a seasonal shift, it's kind of that time of the year again, isn't it?
Where, it is that time. You know what time it is, don't you?
Yeah, it's like when democracy rules at the Centers for Disease Creation. What time is it?
Take a chance.
Good news about this year's flu vaccine. The CDC is saying it should be more effective this season because it contains a strain that was not in last year's vaccine. Doctors recommend everyone over 6 months old get vaccinated.
Yay, Super Don, the new flu shot propaganda update. Thanks to, what is the name of that band?
That would be Jabba.
Jabba. Yeah, where are they from?
They're from the Swee DC.
The Swee DC. I love it. Oh, we've been needing an update, a flu shot propaganda update. That is perfect. From the musical group Jabba from the Swee DC. Nice job, Super Don. Well, this year, good news. Good news on the horizon. I hope everybody's up for a little good news because the CDC is predicting that the flu vaccine will be more effective than last year.
Oh, well, I mean, how could they top last year's results, right?
Right, 13% effectiveness. They've got nowhere to go but up. I mean, that basically covers placebo. Well, you're down around 13%.
That's right.
So is it really that they're predicting it's going to be more effective, or are they hoping? Are they praying? Did the people at CDC or SWEDC pray? I don't even know. Are they ungodly in their worship of vaccinations? After an intense flu season last year, health officials say they are hopeful that this year's flu vaccine will be far more effective at curbing outbreaks.
You know, they probably have an office pool, you know, every year. You know, which one do you think is going to work? Which one do you think is going to happen? Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, 13%. I mean, I think it was the lowest statistic that they came up with in a certain demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Utter failure. Absolute utter failure. Right. And even in the middle of the whole situation this last season, if you recall, even when they were down to 13% and everybody was just going, oh, my goodness, how are we going to spin this?
It doesn't work.
They were still saying the same thing.
You still got to get
still
it.
Still your best option and get it anyway.
Listen, if 13% is your best option, you're all dead. You're not going to survive. Just hang it up. Basically, the FDA is, well, in this case, the CDC, is selling false hope. Remember? They always attack you for false hope if you talk about natural cures for cancer. How about the flu? Natural ways to address or prevent and reverse the flu. How about acknowledging that most of the flu isn't even the flu? We're going to do that with Dr. King today. This will be a definitive program to break the cycle of flu shot propaganda that's pumping up right now. Change of the seasons. Remember, it's flu shot season. We're hunting rabbits. No, we're hunting your children and your grandparents with these syringes.
Right. That's right. And, you know, think about it. If the numbers that they throw out there about the number of people that die from the flu every year.
Yeah.
They invent this stuff, okay? Yeah. We know this.
Tom Frieden.
I think in this particular article, they go on to talk about how tens of thousands of people are dying every year of the flu.
Yep.
So let's think about this for a second. If we're relying on the CDC to come up and save tens of thousands of people with their vaccine, and they have a year like they had last year where it was only 13% effective, doesn't that mean then that the CDC is responsible for killing tens of thousands of people because their vaccine didn't work?
Well, there you go. You're holding them accountable, and that's something that can't be done because they're part of the bureaucratic oligarchy, Super Don. You're being unreasonable now.
I'm sorry.
At the moment, listen, listen to the confidence that we want to have here because they claim they have reasonable confidence. I am going to read this quote. At the moment, we have reasonable confidence. I didn't make that up. They said it. That we are going to have a good match between the circulating virus of what's out there and what's in the vaccine. Sounds like the weather, you know, channel, NOAA, predicting more hurricanes than ever this year. And they finally, after having year after year of not having hurricanes this year, I think they said, we'll have fewer hurricanes this year. Well, what the hell? I mean, you know, it's just a crapshoot in democracy because they get together and pick the strains and then they hope it's the right one. Right? What's circulating down south this year? H3N2? Yeah, that's the same one we screwed up on last year. Well, let's try it again this year, right? Can't get any worse.
You know, if you are counting on the CDC to keep you from dying from flu, and they say we have reasonable confidence, that would be like going in a plane and asking the guy who packed your parachute, are you sure you did this right? I have reasonable confidence I packed your parachute right.
But by the way, parachute packer,
plane, man.
By the way, parachute packer, what was your rate of success last year in packing parachutes? Well, about 13% of the people I packed for actually had their parachute come open. Exactly. That's what we're talking about here. But hey, vaccination is still the single most important step people can take to protect themselves from influenza, according to Tom Frieden, head of the CDC. Right? That's the guy that's claiming it kills tens of thousands. Liar! Liar! He's making it up. They already know that. Go look for Peter Doshi's papers on this. It's just absolute nonsense, and yet they're still looked at as the experts. If those are the experts, I'd hate to see the quacks, you know, who couldn't do any worse. We brought that point up. If you don't have credentials and you predict the flu and the flu shot and the flu strains, you couldn't do worse than the CDC. Oh, but they're educated. They have degrees. Yes, I'm all too impressed. Even more so, the mainstream, lamestream, pharmaceutically conflicted media freaking out, all in a tither, in a tather, in a tother. I don't know what they're in. Panties in a bunch, perhaps, after the Republican debate the other night, because the GOP had a dangerous debate on vaccines and autism. Dangerous it is.
Yeah, well, listen, total drama queen thing going on in the media, whether we're, and it's all the media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox.
Even Fox.
Yeah, everybody is just
get your
up in arms over the fact that Trump, look, they expected it from Trump, okay? Because Trump has been pretty plain spoken about how he feels.
But they set it up, right? We did a little bit of the audio yesterday on this.
Yeah, Jake Trapper did try and trap Ben Carson by trying to get him to say something bad about Trump and asking him whether Trump should stop saying that vaccines can lead to autism, and Ben Carson was honest.
Yeah, and he wouldn't do it. I mean, he did in a sense. He said the studies say, but then again, he didn't trash Trump on this. And then when it came down to it, he agreed with Trump that there may be too many too soon. And then Rand Paul said the same thing about his right as a parent, which he did. He spaced the doses out for his own kid. He's a physician. And now they're going apoplectic. Wait, the two doctors on stage didn't attack Trump over this issue. And that's why they call it dangerous. It isn't that they brought guns and knives to the debate. It's simply that they spoke in, let's say, if it wasn't a fair and balanced perspective, it was their perspective, and they weren't shilling at that moment, even though Carson, as brilliant as he may be as a neurosurgeon of some kind or a neuro doctor of some kind, he hasn't done his homework on this issue, as have most doctors not, and even Rand Paul, who still is at least, he said freedom. He actually acknowledged the freedom of parents here. But yet, again, the mainstream media on this issue going apoplectic that they dare even discuss this. And, of course, you know, like liberal slash libertarians like Bill Maher, who does his thing, and he's good on Big Pharma, will call the GOP knuckle-draggers at any opportunity he has and the people involved in it. What is he going to do on this issue of vaccination? What is he going to say about this? I don't know. We'll have to see and report if anything is covered over the weekend. But, again, this is an interesting discussion here, and they're freaking out about it. We have a little article up at Epic Times. You can check it out as well, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And one more thing. Hoofnagel struck again, and you can see that at robertscottbell.com. What did Hoofnagel bring up this time, Super Don?
Interesting thing going on over at Science-Based Medicine, which is the website that is run by Stephen Novella, who's the executive editor, and the managing editor is David Gorski, two of Hoofnagel's favorite people. And, apparently over at Science-Based Medicine, they are running advertisements on their website for alternative medicine.
Oh, you will not believe it. You've got to see this one, because they would attack every bit of what's advertised on their page as quackery, right? Coconut oil for infection. How dare ye? And, of course, there's another exercise program that eventually focuses on herbs and magic supplements and pills, and they would say, nonsense, quackery, these are charlatans. And it's happening on their
absolutely.
Page.
Absolutely. So here are the guys that are attacking alternative medicine having advertisements on their website that is designed to attack alternative medicine. So basically, Stephen Novella and David Gorski are supporting and profiting from the sale of alternative medicine.
Beautiful. Well done. Everybody read it. Hoofnagel. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors. We'll go out with some more Jabba Abba as we lead into the healing revolution with Dr. Frank King and Dr. Daniel Newsom going to join us second hour, and we're going to hit the lymph like never before. You're going to love it. More stuff to come. And a question of the day to wrap it up later on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What is it related to? Well, you'll have to stay tuned or read the notes, and you'll see where we're going. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, on the count of three.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
The revolution will be broadcast.
Woo! Say you want a revolution.
I think we need to apply a little healing revolution action on the history of influenza to kind of set the stage so that people will look back on this episode as the definitive overview of what to do instead of running frightened every time the CDC yells, flu, get a shot. We'll be here and you'll say, hey, Dr. King was on the Healing Revolution with Robert Scott Bell Show, and that's all you need to know.
We're ready for facts and not fears.
Yes. And we go back, of course, now back to school, the fall seasons, transition in the winter, northern hemisphere, and we go to what I call flu shot season, and that's where they ramp up the marketing campaign, the fear campaign, as you just said. And they say, well, really, the only way to protect yourself from flu is to sneeze into your elbow like Elmo does and then take a flu shot. Is it actually true? What does the Cochrane collaboration say? And what does 1918 say if we really look with eyes wide open?
Yeah, I don't. Are they dressing up in camo at the flu shot clinics, and they're taking this on the road now and going to schools and other institutions to pass flu shots on to people? Robert, I think camo might be the appropriate dress for this. What do you think?
Well, are they actually doing that, or are you just speculating? Because I think the way they have a war on everything, why not a war on the flu? And, of course, they could take that militaristic theme of attack and kill and destroy, which, of course, is what's happening with injections, rather than rebuilding infrastructures we talk about in the body, the immune system. How and why do we become susceptible versus looking at the dangerousness of a supposed influenza virus that may or may not even be present in the vast majority of claimed flu cases?
Thinking people. We need to become thinking people. That's part of the healing revolution. And let's start thinking about some of these facts. Now, what type of tests, Robert, have been done? Are there any long-term studies, Robert? I haven't found any.
Mm.
No, they don't exist in terms of safety or efficacy of the flu long term. They've done some short term studies. The Cochrane Collaboration, which is a very respected medical organization, and they review these things, and they have their famous Cochrane reviews, and they did it on the flu shot, and they said it may be a benefit to 14%, but that's even a stretch of the people who get it. And each year we hear, well, they got it right, they got it wrong, but regardless, the analysis of those who have flu, it turns out that maybe that 14% number is related to the actual people who have the flu of the 100% that they claim have it.
This is no study. It's all going back to something that's not so common anymore called common sense.
Yes.
I've seen so many of my patients, Robert, where, you know, one person, my patient, did not get the flu, but their spouse, listening to the propaganda, went and got the flu shot. And guess who gets the flu out of these couples?
Right.
The one who gets the flu shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus the toxicities. Robert, oh, gosh. You know, what's in that flu shot besides just a whole bunch of, you know, shooting in the dark, you know, choices of all the different influenza viruses?
Viral strains, yeah. And usually they get it wrong. Maybe they pick two, maybe they pick three. And on top of that issue, the mercury is still in the flu shot. If you get the multi-dose vial, which most people do unconsciously, they're still getting loads of thimerosal, which is mercury. If you get the unit dose, there's less mercury, but it's not mercury-free. They like to pretend that it is because the base components are still preserved with thimerosal. So there's no such thing as a real mercury-free shot. I want to let everybody know that. But even if the mercury's there in lower amounts, the aluminum may be there in higher amounts or other adjuvants to hyper-stimulate your immune system into synthetic antibody production, if you will.
How about the aluminums and some of the other toxins?
Very real, very devastating, and it's one thing that, you know, some will say, well, there's aluminum in everything, or there's even trace amounts of mercury in certain things you eat. Well, it's a whole different thing when you ingest something and it gets bound in the digestive system and brought straight on out because you have a healthy, intact gut, we hope. And it's a whole other thing when you inject those substances and bypass normal mechanisms of protection. And that is the violation that we see in this annual campaign to inject children, grandparents, and everybody in between with these Gestat strains of flu on top of these toxins.
Yeah, when it goes straight into the bloodstream, it obviously, does that pass the blood-brain barrier, Robert?
Yeah, these heavy metals especially are known to transit all the way through. There's no protection, if you will, against metals injected in the way that they would be protection through the gastrointestinal tract that we, again, would hope would be intact. And also, going back to 1918, we're almost up on a break here. I want to remind everybody of the terrain, the environment, the milieu that was going on during and after World War One. Really, there was a lot of munitions, chemical munitions, malnutrition, sewage in the streets, sanitation hygiene issues that precipitated the rise of a massive outbreak of something that they claim was influenza. I would dispute that, but we can talk more about it, and we'll get into this after the break. A very special edition of the Healing Revolution, the flu propaganda campaign. We are reversing it today.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Healing Revolution on each and every week here. Go to kingbio.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as well as you can reach them during the week, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, 800-543-3245. 800-543-3245. Not a day goes by where you don't need a King Bio remedy, and I get calls like this all of the time. Dr. King, perfect timing on the flu. I mentioned the 1918 Spanish influenza, the propaganda surrounding it. I understand you have a real-life story associated with someone you actually knew.
Oh, my Uncle Buck. you know, your Bucky Buchanan. We had a great guy. He grew up, you know, hung out with us. He was always real thin and frail, though. Live wire mentally, you know, just sharp as a tack. We played a lot of checkers, had a lot of jokes. He's always the guy at the table. When he passed the butter, he'd push it so your thumb went right into the sticker.
Yes.
You know, that's the Uncle Bucky.
But did he start off thin and frail? I mean, that's the way you probably always knew him.
You know, he was in World War One, and he was exposed to the mustard gas and survived it. But we look, and we have pictures of him before World War One, and he was this muscular, strapping, buff guy. And then after World War One, he was this very skinny, frail guy.
Interesting.
Physically. And he actually gave me his World War One helmet and gas mask.
Wow.
The one, you know, that saved him from dying.
Right. They, in World War One, everybody, if you don't know your history, they actually used these chemical munitions that would be outlawed under international law today. In many cases, the wind shifted direction and the enemy wasn't getting gassed. It was our own allied troops, if you will, and many of them died. And we talk about the law of the terrain, the corruption of a healthy young man suddenly becoming thin and frail. He survived probably due to a strong constitution, but it wasn't thriving in the same way he was prior to that.
Yeah, and what was going on in that season, we always see in the history of looking, and where people try to make claims, oh, it's the new wonder drug came by and solved all these problems. But when you study into all the great pandemics or epidemics, you know, of the 1800s and into the 1900s here, we see that it was always associated with, the eight essentials of life that we speak about. It was sanitation was always connected in there. We had people living under rough conditions. Everyone was sacrificing, even those who did not go to the war. Everyone was called to sacrifice and eat less and eat more poorly. You know, everyone was assembling together to survive.
Think about the squalid conditions of living on top of one another in cities, the burning of coal, which was dropping mercury, heavy cover from the sun, so not as much vitamin D production. Add all of those things together, and the homeopaths, the naturopaths, they knew what was going on, so this was a disaster. But the allopaths said, oh, we've got to inject these people with vaccines.
Breaks my heart, and you know, when I think about it, it really, when you learn the truths of these things, it will bring you to tears, and very, very sad. And you know, so we all loved Uncle Bucky, and but boy, that was a great lesson for me early in life to hear his stories, and you know what, you know how that changed his life so much, and we see that associated with every epidemic that ever manifested. And so what do we do? I never really liked history, Robert.
You and me both. The way it was taught in school, I was like, dude, this is just like a disparate series of facts not connected to make sense of anything. And I think that's purposefully taught because it makes us easy to manipulate and manage. Anytime an event occurs, you don't know why it occurs or how it's connected to anything.
I have to say, you know, I'm thankful. I adopted these instincts, I think, from my parents in some way. Because when I read, it was taught history, even in grade school and in middle school, obviously in high school, I was already saying, I know this is wrong. But, you know, there was that gut level something down deep in your gut. We could all really learn to be sensitive to this. Listen to that gut instinct, because that is our second brain called the enteric nervous system. If we can learn to listen to that gut, I remember feeling that gut instinct all from grade school on up. And, you know, and the older I got, the better I was receiving it. And it was easier for me to say no and question why and walk away, you know, from things that I know I'm being fed a crock. Is that croc a word there, Robert?
Yes, fed a croc of manure. Let's just say it kindly, right? Yeah. Although we would say manure is actually better than what they've been trying to feed us, if you will, with the lies of history. Again,
explore where that croc came from. I think that, you know, because under those rough conditions, you had to do your business in a croc.
Exactly. So there's historical basis for the word origin, why they used them that way.
And which leads to the sanitary issues. And but when you're fed a line, you know, you can feel it. And you got to want to listen to your gut. You want to be able to question, ask why, and be able to, look into this world. That's what thinking people do. If we can help just encourage people to think. They use their pseudoscience out there. Yes. I love the word. Was it Super Don invent that word, or where did that word come from? The narcissist.
Narcissientism. I think, you know, Super Don with his friend Hoofnagel the Science Cat have been able to pick up on a lot of the terms and modify them that are used against people like you who do real science. That is observational reporting. Really putting history into what you do because of what you've seen, observed, and what works. And yet we're attacked occasionally for that, but I think those attacks are less successful all of the time as people begin to think again, which is, by the way, outrageous. How dare you ask people to think?
Yeah, is that like why would asking people to think the response would be so negative? There's your sign.
There's a sign. That's what they call a clue. Exactly. And so if we are to look at differently, even historically, the homeopaths were addressing what they called influenza or even the 1918 Spanish flu. We've talked about other fever diseases, typhoid and typhus, with great success, very little mortality relative to the allopaths who always look to suppress the symptoms. And this is the good news here when we talk about why this is a definitive, presentation on flu right now, because it doesn't matter whether you have the flu or not. The flu-like symptoms are enough to match up with homeopathic remedies, whereas the danger of injection of these shots are something that could precipitate and manifest the very thing you don't want.
Well, I already started taking our multi-strain flu relief. Our whole family start nipping it, and because we see it starting to come around already here in the Carolinas. We had a cold snap, and it seems like immediately there's something happens, and there's been colds, head colds, and flus going around already. And these seasons, I see them expanding. It used to be a shorter season. And now the history that I see is the flu and the head cold, influenza, the rhinoviruses and the head colds, nasal passages, all these are expanding. So there's a broader, longer season of this spread out and more intense than ever before. And I'm thinking, I don't know if you've seen any stats. I'd certainly like to see them. Of where is the flu becoming more prominent, less prominent, or the same since they've been promoting the flu shots?
It's a good question, but I think we could say without a doubt that flu-like symptoms are getting more severe, intense, and the duration or the extent of the season seems to be expanding. Now, that could be good marketing, but the reality is they often don't differentiate on the allopathic side between flu and flu-like symptoms. They'll sort of pay lip service to the word, but they'll try to convince anybody that has a sniffle that it's flu season, it must be the flu, go get a shot.
There's your sign again. Mm-hmm. It's not going away like you would see with other, treatments of the past where all of a sudden it's gone. Polio? No more polio. But flu? Come on. Get that gut level thing working and start to be a thinker and not a stinker in this world. And we will find that, there's answers. There's
treatment.
I can manage this. Mm-hmm. I can manage this. It's so simple. What is the flu? A lot of and who really dies of the flu, Robert? It's the people that have been under chemotherapies, radiations, treatments with AIDS.
Lots of antibiotics.
Yes. And you start to see that the people that have been under pharmaceutical drug abuse are the ones that become really susceptible to more possible serious issues. And even those, the percentages aren't, meriting, the to treatment, the risk.
It's a very good point, and you mention it in a way that I don't think it's heard a lot, pharmaceutical drug abuse. And we're not talking necessarily about those who are addicted to painkillers. We're just talking about the people who are being prescribed drugs repeatedly and how it makes deficient that immune system that is the vital protective aspect of your body in these cases of seasonal flus or flu-like ailments. And a lot of times there are similarities that are not differentiated, but as a homeopath, you and I both know it almost doesn't matter. You can utilize something like multi-strain flu relief, which will address way more strains than the shots ever do. At the same time, even if you're not dealing with an actual influenza, the other complementary remedies will address the same symptoms regardless of whether it's flu or not.
Definitely. Following those eight essentials, you are empowered to become stronger and not weaker after the treatment. You know, what's the number one killer in our country today, Robert? It's iatrogenic disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's disease, death by drug. You know, that's now overcome heart disease, cardiovascular disease, and it's over, and now it's soared beyond cancer. So where there, is that a thinking person perspective here?
Yeah.
Say, wait a minute, why aren't they telling me this? It's the number one killer in our country, and they're not telling us?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what's... Who's looking out for who on this, Robert?
And what do they call it when you get a flu shot and you get the flu or something that is mimicking the flu? They don't call it what you just called it, an iatrogenic flu. It literally is a doctor-caused ailment. They're just doing anything they can to dodge the reality that you've made the patient actually sicker and more susceptible to flu or flu-like symptoms dealing with the toxic poisons that they inject. We got to take another break here. Absolutely fantastic discussion here with Dr. Frank King. If you want to read more about the Eight Essentials, his book, you know it. It's The Healing Revolution, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be back to give you some more insight in what to do in this flu season so you will not run in fear from anything, and you will embrace the natural ways to strengthen your own immune system.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, before we get into the differentiation between a cold and a flu, for those of you who asked the question, it's a good question to ask. I want to ask you, Dr. King, you and your family, you say you're already taking the multi-strain flu relief formula, and you're not waiting around to be sick. So the question that a lot of our listeners would have is like, well, if you're doing it, I want to do it too, but how? What do I do? How many sprays a day? What am I doing?
Yeah, I was talking to the kids just the other day about, you know, we need to practice some prophylaxis. And my kids said, Dad, we're not having sex. So I said, okay, let me reword that.
But thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, glad to know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I said prophylaxis also means prevention. And it's something that's been used in homeopathy for a long time. It's hard to make these claims on a product label, because the FDA gets very, very picky on these larger giants' toes. You're actually driving a spike into the whole flu market here. And what the size of that market is, I don't know, Robert. Have you heard
it? It's too large. Let me just say that. We need to shrink it down to you know, reasonable, but that means people are going to have to start thinking and asking questions and listening to the Healing Revolution, that kind of thing, which they are. And that way we help them. So, you know, I would do a few sprays a day for a couple of weeks, especially if I feel like the people are around me, you know, or you're hearing an outbreak, something's going on. I think it's a time to say, let's not wait. But are you doing it multiple times a day in a prophylactic way, or just once a day for a while?
It's always great to be proactive. You know, they always say the more proactive we become, the more preventative we will be. And so we want to be proactive. It's so simple to do. Yeah, we have hundreds of remedies in our house. We have a whole closet just with all of our remedies, and we try to keep them in alphabetical order. But, you know,
oh, I gave up on the alphabetical order thing years ago, but I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, but you can scan through, and we've got an armamentarium.
Yes.
We've got the tools we go in, okay, hey, it's time. I pulled out the multi-strain flu relief formula because, and we call it multi-strain, Robert, because it deals with multiple strains of the flu. So we started passing that around, and everyone started taking it. We kept hearing our kids saying, oh, yes, you know, five kids are out today. This week there's
That's
enough.
Your clue as well to start. Exactly.
So I said, okay, when you have kids, you know, they're in classrooms and, you know.
Yeah, you can't avoid it, so you want to strengthen them as much as possible. But
they bring that home to us. So I'm like, yeah. Hey, that's my, they're like, in, I don't want that to be infiltrating my body.
Right.
I'm having to leave in the morning for Expo East, and, you know, I don't want to be showing up there and feel like I'm on an airplane where you got all this recycled air.
Well, yeah, you just don't want to interact with the folks as well. It doesn't shine well on you to say, oh, look, Dr. King's there with the flu, but he's not. He doesn't have it. He's doing great. So
yeah.
Real quick, because we're almost out of time, the cold versus the flu concept, remembering that the remedies are often similar because the symptoms are often similar.
Yeah, it's really easy. The flu knocks you out. You're horizontal. With the head cold, you're vertical, okay? You know, the flu hits really much more sudden, and the cold, you know, is the onset is slower. With the flu, you don't want to get out of bed. With a head cold, you pretty much can still move around, be foggy-minded, but functional. The symptoms with the flu are much more extreme, you know, from the fever to the chills, the aches, the pains, the fatigue, the weakness, the
gastrointestinal,
stuffy, congested, intestinal, mm-hmm. loose stools, sore throat, cough. You know, with the cold, you have more, you know, maybe the plugged up nose, the sneezing, you might get some sore throat, the mild to moderate cough and fatigue. You know, the cold may last a week. You know, flu could last anywhere from a 1 day to a week on the average. So, flu knocks you out and it makes you horizontal bottom line.
Yeah.
In the cold, you're still moving around with a little bit of fog.
By the way, folks, whether it's a cold or a flu, there's remedies for you. King Bio has them. You can go online to kingbio.com or ask your favorite natural health food store or natural pharmacy about them. They're, you know, they're even head cold relief. They're sinus-focused formulas. We've talked for years about these things, but I'm really, really glad that we were able to go in-depth on the influenza thing because the campaigns, the propaganda, starting way back from 1918 to forward, we want to help you see through it so you're not victimized and become an iatrogenic statistic.
Yes, I love it. And do remember, start taking that multi-strain flu now. Nip it in the bud as we do, the Barney Fife method here in the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
We all, you know, it's all so much easier to prevent it than it is to, once you get that flu, you know, you can maybe knock it out maybe half, 50%,
half the time or less, yeah. That's been my experience whenever, but it's been years, and Dr. King, so valuable. The healing revolution continues here. Safe journey to Baltimore this weekend, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Thank you, Robert. Back to you, and love what you do, buddy.
Thank you, and the power to heal is definitely yours.
Yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrates. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.